This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Justin Bieber's Changes Tour with special guests Kalani and Jaden Smith is coming to Levi Stadium on May 22nd. The tickets go on sale Friday the 14th. 2 weeks from today at noon on Valentine's Day at Ticketmaster.com. And we have tickets for caller number 9-800-400-3697. I guess Nicole's getting the phones over there. You get a pair of tickets to see Justin Bieber at Levi Stadium Friday, May 22nd, if you're calling number 9-800-400-3697.
The gym showering in junior high has texts just flying
oh,
in.
Oh, really?
Vinny, ew. You know that was just soap scum that Sam Manila and man stuff all over the floor.
Weird that you survived it. Oh,
wonder why you have a phobia now. That wasn't the case. In fact, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
When I was in elementary school, this area where I grew up in Irvine down south was just growing. Like it was being built before
yes.
your very eyes.
One orchard after another.
Right.
Succumbing
and
to the
housing
track.
Right. After another. So they came to us in sixth grade and said, we're opening a new school. This is a brand new school. It's as these neighborhoods are sprouting up, we're going to need more junior
sure.
highs. So we need people to fill this school. And I was like, I'll go. And everyone went, what the? Dude, everybody's going to Venado. You're not going to go to Sierra Vista? What are you, crazy? And I was like, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. You know, sounds fun to me.
I'll go to the one near my house.
I was right in the middle
God.
Of the two. So it was just this like sort of spur of the moment. Yeah, let's see what's up
sure.
with that.
Right.
So actually the school was brand new. And each thing that came up, the school was like, okay, we have to lock. You know how you have a light switch?
Yes.
Well, you can't leave access to light switches for 7th and 8th graders.
Oh.
So like as I remember being in trouble for turning off the lights in this whole building as I left one day. And then the next day they had locks over the, because they're like, oh, right, you can't.
Hassan goes here. Can't have light switches available.
I was in
he's gonna flick it.
Grade. Come on. Like you didn't goof off in seventh grade,
listen,
too.
No, you could get at the light switches in my school. Just nobody ever did.
Oh, yeah. Really? All right. Anyway, a lot of people wrote in. I showered in my bathing suit in sixth grade at summer camp because I was not going to shower. And a girl, it doesn't say the rest, or somewhere lost.
Some
in
girl,
this,
something.
The pages. Vinny, showering with a friend doesn't include the gym. That's showering adjacent to a friend. Showering with a friend means you're sharing the same shower nozzle. I understand, but as I was looking over my history,
yes.
I thought about that and went, oh my God, that is a weird thing to remember. That we would, after gym, slide around on the painted shower
I
floor.
Like it. What fun. Child at heart. Always.
Clearly not worried.
Clearly not.
About a thing.
Well, you were very mature for your
age. I guess. Anyway, sorry. What's in the trash?
Nothing, really. It's bad news, actually.
Every
year, EA Sports runs a simulated Super Bowl on the latest edition of Madden. And it's been right 10 out of the last 16 years. So it has a winning record, but it's been wrong the last 2 years. 2015, though, the game not only correctly predicted a Patriots win over the Seahawks, it also nailed the final score, 28-24. The last 2 years it was wrong. In 2018, the simulation had the Patriots defeating the Eagles 24-20, but the Eagles won 41-33. And last year it had the Rams winning 30-27, and the Pats won their snooze fest at 13-3. This year, Madden says that the Chiefs will win, edging out the Niners 35-31. They have Patrick Mahomes as MVP, And in the simulation, the 49ers went up 7-0 in the first quarter. We're still ahead 17-14 at the half. And the lead went back and forth. And in the final minute, the 49ers were up 31-28. And Mahomes threw an 18-yard touchdown in the last few seconds to seal the win. But they're wrong a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. But they've been wrong the last 2 years.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I don't think that's going to play at all.
I'm going to go with you.
Yeah. Look.
That's BS, man.
The best part of this is that the football season has one more game and we're in it.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever happens.
We played in all the games.
I'm just excited that we get to watch our team. I get to wear my hat and my sweatshirt and my t-shirt and sit down and yell at my kids the whole time.
It'll be great.
Stop it. I'm trying to watch this.
Yeah. This is important. Hulk, baby, stop. You broke the TV.
Oh, man. That kid. All kids, I should say, if they can reach the TV, they treat it like a screen.
Well, sure. Can I touch that? Can I make
that's
that
That's so
stuff?
Funny, isn't it?
Handprints.
Oh, yeah. Cameron's absolutely. Doing that.
Goes up to every laptop. Or
yeah.
I'm like, little baby.
Doesn't work that way. Sometimes I'll mess with her and I'll make something happen as she's hitting the button.
She's like, look, I made it happen.
You got to entertain. You got to be there, too. You got to entertain yourself, right?
It's time to play a game.
Oh, snap.
During the bonus round on Wheel of Fortune Wednesday, there's a lady by the name of Marie Leo, and she was given. Can you read out the blanks and letters for me after they've. This is, it's where you. They give you a certain amount of letters. What are the ones that they give you?
R-S-T-L-N-E.
Okay, so you get those letters. And then you pick, I think, five more. And like a vowel, right?
Yeah, I forget what they get to choose. She chose G-M-F-A, I think.
All right. Oh, she gets to choose. All right, so that's what we've got there. So we've got blank, 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 N-G. So that looks like an ing word, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second word is blank A, blank, blank. And the category is...
Oh, I didn't even look at that. You got me. I didn't see it.
The category is, what are you doing? And she looked at it, and she just did not have enough letters to really make that happen for herself.
What are the letters down there on the left there, the RST?
Those are the ones they give you. So those ones are everything that's there with those. None of those are in the puzzle, except for the N that's up there. And she picked G, M, F, and A.
A-S-I-N-G. Chasing. Am I onto it?
What are you doing is the category. I am.
Chasing. I don't know what the... I need more letters for the bottom. There's only...
let's hear what she says.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Oh. It was... Let's see what she says.
Oh, chasing tail. Chasing tail. I mean, it fits.
Yeah.
Except that the A is not
fit.
Up there. Well, Oh, the answer is kicking back. But she and you both went for chasing. Chasing tail is what she's... What are
what's
you doing?
The matter with that?
It's not exactly what they would put on the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh,
really?
Come
chasing
on.
Tail?
Well, a dog does chase his tail.
Okay. I suppose you've got that, but that's not really what it means when a human's doing it.
Right.
Chasing tail is what she came up
Honestly,
with.
Honestly, though, okay, well, sure.
Kicking back was the correct answer. I'm kicking back. That's a hard one, all those
I've never
K's.
Really used the term tail for a female's backside.
Sure, but if I said... He's chasing tail. You'd know exactly
what I was
talking
about. I would know
what
you mean, though, yes. You say that? Is that part of your vocab?
No, not really.
I never really... But all right.
J-Lo is about to take the stage for a Super Bowl 50s halftime show.
I can't miss that fast enough.
Oh. Well, maybe I'll skip this story.
No, then. No. Do the story because I know she's worldwide, and I know that there are people who love her. I only offer my opinion because I truly am completely underwhelmed. Yeah. Like, I may just decide to go do something else.
And you should check it out. Maybe she'll blow your mind. Maybe she'll pull a Kesha on you.
Being able to comment on it, I don't even feel the need. Like, I just...
J-Lo and Shakira doing the show. But these are 50 interesting facts about, or quote-unquote interesting facts, that E! Online came up with about J-Lo. So here's some highlights from it. She started singing and dancing lessons at the age of 5. They could tell that little
J-Lo
girl.
J-Lo did.
Yeah.
All right.
Her mom went, hey, I know there's something going on here. This chick could float the family. Here we go. When she told her parents she wanted to be an actor, they said, that is a stupid idea. No Latinos do that.
Wow.
When she tried out to be a fly girl on In Living Color in 1991, she did not get the gig. But then the girl who did get the gig said, I can't do it. She couldn't accept the job. So they went to first alternate Jennifer Lopez. She earned $1 million for playing the title role in 1997's Selena, making her the highest paid Hispanic actress in history at that point. In 05, she got paid $15 million to do the movie Monster-in-Law, which was awesome. I actually like a few of her movies.
Wow.
Making her the highest paid Latina actress in Hollywood once again. The Grammy dress from 2000. Do you remember it?
The green one with the split down the middle?
Yeah, spawned a whole new, that is a very common look now. In fact, people try to go as far to the outside of the area look. Areola. As they can.
That was when she was with Diddy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was. That's right. I didn't even notice him with that dress.
If you're not huge, that's a really good look. Mm-hmm. You know, like you can actually not fly out of it.
Sure. Tape that thing down. Man. You got a nice belly. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Yeah, there it is. Boy, it's an open dress. That was searched so much and downloaded so much, it inspired the creation of Google Images.
Oh, really?
That's why you can click images now and just see the pictures.
I use Google Images a lot more than you'd think.
Well, hey, everything you look at, like, let's see pictures of that. In 01, she became the only person, we're talking about J-Lo. These are like interesting facts about her as we lead up to the Super Bowl halftime show. In 01, she became the only person to ever have the number one album and the number one movie in the same week. The album was J-Lo, was number one, and the movie was The Wedding Planner.
Wow, she's done a lot of movies I don't know about.
They're good. There are a lot of romantic comedies. That one, Chambermaid?
Made in Manhattan.
Made in Manhattan
was what I was just thinking of. Yeah. I think I saw that one.
That one's a good one. I like that one. She thought she should have won an Oscar in 07 for the movie El Cantate, where she played the wife of late salsa singer Hector Lavoe. Mark Anthony played Hector, her then husband. She said, I should have won an Oscar for that part. Even though she's been making music for 20 years, she has only toured twice, 2014 and 2019. So she was making her money back when you could make money selling albums. She has sold, how many records has J-Lo sold? How many million albums?
Worldwide, it's going to be a bigger number. That's why she's got this gig, because worldwide, she's probably got incredible sales numbers. I'm going to say 50 million.
80 million
80
albums.
80 million, yeah, I'm not surprised.
And her films have grossed, all her films combined.
$1 billion.
$3
billion. Wow, okay. And that's your resume, too. In that business, once you get to a certain point, your resume is really those two lines.
How much money I made.
Record sales, movie tickets sold, boom. Box office gross, I guess.
And here's your final little fast fact about J-Lo. She and Gwyneth Paltrow meet up once a month for sangria and vaginal steaming.
Who does?
I just made that one.
Oh, I was going to say. Wait.
That was not true.
Does that with
who
now?
That was a joke.
It's a Gwyneth Paltrow joke. You know, I wanted to get vaginal steaming, and it's Friday, for God's sake. Celebrities who've been arrested the most.
Oh. All right.
I have the top 10. I have a few that are like, listen, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, Justin Bieber and Amanda Bynes, they didn't make this list. 8 arrests apiece.
Huh.
Shia LaBeouf, 7 arrests. Chris Brown, 6 arrests. That's it. Bill Cosby only arrested once.
Right.
But it was a big one. Will Smith also has a record, one arrest for assault. Charges were dropped. So, but I've got the top 10. These are just known celebrities. One of these, I will say, it's like, okay, well, I guess I would know him if I've heard of this dude because he used to date Kate Moss. Oh, and Amy Winehouse, actually. And he's a singer. Can you guess? You'll know his name when I say it, but he'll never occur to you, I don't think. He's a UK guy.
Oh God. I can see. Is it the dude from the Baby Shambles?
It is.
What's that dude's name?
Pete Doherty.
Pete Doherty.
26 times he's been arrested. He is number 2 on the list.
Well, he has a serious drug problem.
He does. In fact, they call him the druggy British singer here. So Libertines That's and Baby Shambles.
Actually, the story I was going to tell you earlier when I stopped short was I was talking to my daughter in the van the other day, in my van.
Your minivan?
Mm-hmm. Right. And mom had gone into the grocery store to get some things as we'd already done our 100 wishes.
Yes.
With
pinches
the sand
of sand,
thing.
Right.
And we're sitting in the van and we're waiting and 20 minutes has gone by and now it's like 30 minutes and I'm, God, what did your mom go in there and get arrested? And I mean, we're just waiting and we're like, how long does it take to grab a couple things for dinner? And she goes, you think mom got arrested?
Oh.
And I go, oh no, honey, your mom
of course not.
Would never do anything wrong. And then she goes, have you been arrested?
And you said no, and then
I
your wife walked
though.
Out of the store.
I was totally like, I'm not going to lie to her, but right. Now what do I say?
Jesus. So what did you say?
Well, I walked right into a buzzsaw,
so
didn't
what'd
I?
So what did you say?
I said, yes, your dad has made some mistakes. Your mom would not do that, but your dad has. And it has to do with your dad's allergy to alcohol. He drank and drove.
Oh.
And deserved to be in trouble.
Mm.
And she was like, oh, geez.
Dad's a jail guy.
I'm so stupid. I can't. Why am I?
It's you like, did bring that on. You did
I
do that to yourself.
I brought it to myself. I mean,
you
I'm.
You do it to yourself.
God.
It's true. So I've told you who isn't, and the one who's number 2. Take some guesses here. Who do you think are the celebrities that have been arrested the most?
Robert Downey Jr., Kiefer Sutherland.
Neither of them is in the top 10. Hmm. But you had to have more than 9 arrests to be in the top 10. Number 9 is a tie. Number 10 is a tie for 8th, 9th,
Ozzy Osbourne.
Not in the top 10. O.J. Simpson, R. Kelly, and Snoop Dogg each have 9 arrests, and they tie for 10th place.
O.J. has 9?
Mm-hmm. O.J. has 9 arrests.
Huh.
I know. I can think
it
of 2.
It must all be about abusing.
It must be, right? But who knows?
Nicole.
I mean, he might have had a DWI. Who knows?
Oh, all right.
You know, this is just lifetime of arrests.
And that Vegas thing, too, right?
Well,
yeah,
the Vegas
sure,
thing
yeah.
and the arrest for the
murders
are the two that we know about. But there were like some of those phone calls where they played in court were him terrorizing her.
Right.
And, you know, he's in the background and she's on the phone calling 911. So I'm assuming that ended in an arrest.
You got to figure 9 times for him. For
right.
him, R. Kelly and Snoop Dogg, 9 times. Make some other guesses. There's big names in here.
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre is, well, less than 9 arrests.
So he's not on the list.
He's
okay.
not.
And I went to him by association with Snoop Dogg. I don't.
Numbers,
I really don't know.
Number 7 is a 3-way tie. Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, all right.
Tekashi 6ix9ine and Courtney Love. They each have 10 arrests.
Courtney Love has 10 arrests?
She does. Coming in at number 6, Dennis Rodman. He has 12 arrests.
Wow.
I know. At number 5 is Bobby Brown.
Mm.
Bobby Brown has 14 arrests.
You know, he's been... Did he pass?
No, Bobby
Brown. He's been super quiet for a while now, hasn't he?
Yeah. Because everybody died in that case. Like, Whitney died, then the daughter died, then the daughter's fiancé or / cousin died.
Huh? Yeah,
he's still hanging in there.
All right, good.
Suge Knight, 15 arrests for number 4.
Okay.
These are celebrities who've been arrested the most. DMX has 24 arrests.
DMX, that's the story of him pretending to be an FBI agent and arresting people and trying to take their car from them and all that stuff. That's just like, what? He's out there in the world doing that?
24 arrests. Yeah, I know. Like, what are you doing? Stop it already. Pete Doherty was number two with his 26 arrests.
And the number one most arrested?
66 arrests for this person.
Whoa!
66 times this person has been collected and brought to jail. So who could it be? It's a big name.
It's got to be an old person, right?
It is an older person. So my first
Nick
thought.
Nick Nolte.
It's not Nick Nolte.
That's Nick Nolte's. Is that the one that I'm thinking of? The crazy hairdo?
Yeah, but it's not him.
Okay.
He only has a couple.
All right. I don't know.
I mean, I was thinking like maybe Charlie Sheen.
Heather Locklear has been arrested.
She has. Clearly less than
900. Charlie Sheen is a very good guess. I didn't even think of him.
Not even in the top 10.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
However,
66 arrests.
The reason I think of Charlie Sheen is because the person with the most arrests is Martin Sheen. 66 times over
protests.
His protests. I know. He is an activist and has been rounded up and thrown in the clink 66 times. I don't know if he's also had some things that aren't activism that got him tossed in jail. I mean, I don't know how old Martin Sheen is, but he's got to be in his late 60s at the very least. But he's the one who has the most. And celebrities get arrested all the time, so maybe someone will unseat him someday. But with 66 arrests, it's going to be a while. Even Pete Doherty only has 26. This guy's got 40 more. You know what? I'm going to just do this really quickly. We'll put a link to this at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There are these Toy Story, there are these fans of Pixar and their children. Well, they were when they started this whole thing. They're super fans. Iowa brothers. Morgan and Mason McGrew, they're now 20 and 23. They have spent 8 years of their lives recreating all of Pixar's beloved classics in stop motion. They do these scene for scene, shot for shot. They use the actual audio from the movies to do the voicing. And they have done stop motion, you know, and they do it on an iPhone. I mean, it looks, they've built little sets and they've got all the props. I mean, we're looking at the opening to Toy Story 3 right now, but they've gone scene by scene and put the whole thing there, and they're amazing. They've been doing this since they were, I don't know, 15 and 12.
Do they get paid for this? Have they turned this into money?
You know, I hope that they have, because they use actual toys, but then they do some, I guess they must have sculpted some of the stuff that isn't available.
And they haven't been sued for this.
No, apparently not. Even the beginning has the Pixar animation logo in stop motion. And the thing hops across. Oh, show them the Disney open, too, because they put the Disney open. They stop motion to the Disney open as well.
The Wish Upon a Star.
Yeah,
thing.
So it starts with the stars and goes down through the clouds, centers on the castle. They've got the fireworks going off. Oh, here it is right here. So here we go. Through the clouds. There's the river that you see reflecting moonlight. It's so much work. But that just shows you teenagers, you know, they've got time to dedicate. These people, while some people were in their room playing guitar and other people were practicing football, these two kids were in their basement of their parents' house making elaborate sets and doing stop motion animation for every single one of the Pixar movies.
Not technology, backwards.
Right. I keep thinking to myself, like, guys, come up with your own story and put it together. Like, clearly you've got years of experience.
I mean, hopefully that's what this
leads to.
Right.
Right.
Because if you're their parents, you're like,
can something happen in your 20 and 23 now? Can we make something happen?
Stop copying other people's work. We get that's how everyone begins.
Yeah, you're clearly very creative. Maybe they have done other little shorts and stuff, but they've done all the Pixar movies, apparently. All right, that's it. I'm totally out of time. We'll put that up. Will you put a link to that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
Sarah
perfect.
Facebook page.
What's going on with the news?
Science!
Man? I love science!
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.